This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Mike Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden announced Thursday civilian federal government employees must be vaccinated or submit to regular testing and wear masks. The strict guidelines are aimed at boosting sluggish vaccination rates among the 4 million Americans who draw federal paychecks and to set an example for private employers around the country. Biden's decision comes as the Delta variant of the virus that causes COVID-19 is rapidly spreading across the country. President said the same standards will apply to federal contractors. Biden also said he is asking the Department of Defense to explore how and when to add mandatory inoculations for the coronavirus to the list of vaccines required for service personnel. Biden added that the federal government will reimburse private employers who give paid time off to get vaccinated or take a family member to get shots. And he suggested more state and local governments offer $100 to those who get fully vaccinated. President also said his medical advisors say there is no need for a booster shot now if you are fully vaccinated. He said if the science tells us there's a need for a booster, that's something we'll do. Israel's prime minister announced on Thursday that his country will offer a coronavirus booster to people over 50, over 60 that is, who have been vaccinated. Thursday's announcement by Naftali Bennett makes Israel the first country to offer a third dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine to its citizens on a wide scale. The decision comes at a time of rising infections and concerns that the vaccine's efficacy dwindles over time. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. France's European Affairs Minister Thursday called Britain's decision to lift quarantine requirements for all fully vaccinated travelers around arriving from Europe, except France, discriminatory and incomprehensible, and said he hopes it is reviewed as soon as possible. The British government has said it's keeping quarantine rules for travelers from France because of the presence of the Beta variant, although the Beta variant reportedly accounted for fewer than 5% of the COVID-19 cases in France and mostly occurred in overseas territories from where relatively few people travel to Britain. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met his Vietnamese counterpart on Thursday to deepen cooperation and security and pandemic recovery after Washington pledged support for Southeast Asian nations embroiled in territorial rifts with China, Vietnam, and the Philippines. Austin's next stop are among China's fiercest opponents in the territorial disputes in the South China Sea, where Beijing has ignored neighbors' protests and has constructed several islands equipped with airstrips and military installations. In Hanoi, Austin and Vietnamese Defense Minister Phan Van John discussed cooperation in resolving the legacies of the war that ended in 1975, including the continuing searches for American MIAs, according to the Vietnamese Defense Ministry. Pedro Castillo took a symbolic oath Thursday as president of Peru, vowing to end corruption in the country. Castillo, a leftist political novice who has promised to be a champion for his country's poor, was officially sworn in Wednesday, less than 2 weeks after he was declared the winner of the June 6 runoff election. Castillo is Peru's first president of peasant origin. He succeeded Francisco Sagasti, whom Congress appointed in November to lead the South American nation after weeks of political turmoil. Castillo defeated his opponent, right-wing career politician Keiko Fujimori, by just 44,000 votes. And a defrocked former cardinal is the first in the United States to be criminally charged with sexual crime against a minor. Former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick has been charged with sexually assaulting a teenage boy in the 1970s, according to court documents obtained by the Boston Globe. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.